Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
But Mark's Easter Gospel begins with burial and ends in silence and fear. How can that be? Don't the Marys know that this is Easter Sunday? Don't they expect the resurrection of the dead? The resurrection is more than anyone can handle. It is incredible. It is beyond comprehension. They are at once amazed and alarmed, astonished and afraid. After the arrest, after the interrogation, the flogging, the mockery, the horrible hours of darkness, there could be nothing in their hearts but sadness and exhaustion. All their expectations were dashed. They come bringing their spices to bring a little lift, some comfort to be found in caring for his body. That's all they can do now. One last ritual, some attempt to find some comfort in hopelessness. And I work with the funeral directors all the time. And you wouldn't believe the ideas that people come up with in the face of death. It goes to show that desperate women and men caught in grief will grasp at just about anything if they don't expect the resurrection of the dead, as we do. The world truly grieves without hope, but not us. The women do not know that it's Easter. When they see that stone rolled back, the angel giving his joyful instructions, the empty place where they laid him, they are afraid. They are afraid to believe it. Risen? No, it probably can't be. For we cried Hosanna on Sunday only to weep and mourn on Friday. We had hoped that he would be the one. The women are trying to guard their hearts from pain. They do all they can to protect themselves from further disappointment. They do not want to get their hopes up. Nor do they run to tell the disciples and Peter. When we get up every morning, do we know that it is Easter either? Or do we depend on the calendar and the ham or the lamb chops to tell us that we better not miss church today? Do the regulars depend on Easter lilies and white robes and alleluias to remember that Christ is risen? Indeed? Do we need Easter hats and Easter hymns to make this joy well up in us? Perhaps, as we are made of the same stuff as these Marys, we are confused and we are conflicted, weak, afraid to get our hopes up and to believe that Jesus lives. For if he lives, then why do we live as if he did not matter, and as if I mattered most? What will he say to me for all of my doubts and my denials of him, my indifference toward him? If he lives, what will become of all of our greatest motivations in this life? Fear, greed, lust, self-fulfillment. If he lives, then what is there for us frightened people to fear? Mark's Easter is actually pretty realistic, for such is our unbelief also, even though our ground of faith lives. The sun has already risen. Easter is already here. The stone is rolled back. The crucified is raised, and he is already seeking out his apostles and looking ahead. Everything is already just as he told you. Jesus lives. Sin is finished. Death has no more claim on us. But we are strangely quiet, timid, even afraid of this. For if that is so, then God is entirely too close to us, too real. We are afraid to come to grips with just how pointless the resurrection makes all of our greatest fears, all of the ones that we were so certain were justifiable and totally reasonable. And the resurrection's incredibleness breaks that all apart. But that is what the incredible announcement of Easter must do. It must end all of these things. It must swallow up death in life. It must swallow up the grave in victory. Do not be alarmed. You come seeking Jesus of Nazareth, the crucified, but he is risen. He is not in his tomb, but he is here. Jesus lives. And chiefly are we bound to praise him for the glorious resurrection of God's Son, Jesus Christ. For he is the very Paschal Lamb who was offered up for us and has taken away the sins of the world. By his dying, he has destroyed death. And by his rising to life again, he has restored to us everlasting life. And the angel does not shrink today from mentioning that crucifixion. He is forevermore the crucified one. The crucified is all our hope, for his death was for you, to forgive your weakness and your doubt and your fears. What seems so dark on Friday is illuminated and is brought to life by the gospel. All is forgiven. And the Lord comes out of his tomb not in vengeance, but in peace. Behold, he is going before us, just as he said. He has redeemed us that we might be his own, to live in his kingdom just as he is risen from the dead and lives and reigns to all eternity. And we ought always to expect the resurrection of the dead because Jesus lives. So thank God then for the calendar. Thank God for the ham and the lamb chops, for Easter lilies and white robes and hats and hymns and alleluias and Christ is risen in deeds. Thank God for the creed. Thank God for his church, for his word, and for his supper, and for whatever else in mercy and for our great weakness and fear he has given to us. By it is cleansed out the old evil leaven of deadly sin. Long ago the devil tossed it into the freshly kneaded dust of Adam, where ever since it has been crouching at the door, growing and rising up despite our efforts to rule over it and pound it down again. It is the wild infection of death that clings to even our most scoured countertops. It is passed on between friends and sours even the most promising of marriages, that overshadows even Sunday and causes us to forget who we are in Christ. A new lump, a new ball of dough, as we really are, unleavened, undarkened, unadulterated, forgiven, cleansed by this sacrifice of Christ, our Passover lamb. The lies are undone by his truth today, the amen of faith. And the duplicitous of masking our impurity and our dirtiness with our pretending, that is done away too by the sincerity of Jesus Christ, the righteous one who is risen indeed. So leave your spices with your yeast and bring only your dust, because the Lord will raise it with him. For behold, he is going before you, as he always has been. Our Redeemer lives, and at the last he will stand upon the earth. And then, after our skin has been reduced to dust, yet in our own flesh, we shall see him ourselves, alive as he is alive. The Lord goes before us, into death and out of it, so that we may go into death and then out of it. So that our grief may not be without hope. For since we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so through Jesus, God will bring with him those who have fallen asleep. This is our joyful and heartfelt expectation. We live in it every day. And that is why we feast this Easter day on Christ, the bread of heaven. We proclaim his death until he comes, because he is alive out of that death. So what is there to fear now? Shall trial or tribulation or sickness or death afflict us? We expect the resurrection of the dead. Alleluia, Christ is risen. Alleluia.